Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay, can I speak with Sherry Green Crawford, please?
This is she.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose of the survey, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, now are you 21 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Yes, sir, I'm going to vote.
Okay. I remember now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm black.
Okay, so no, okay. Okay, African-American. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes of the survey, what is your age?
Sir, I'm not giving that.
Okay, let me see if you let me go through, okay? Let's see.
I'm 75.
75, okay. Does that work? 75. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want, you know, president and Congress most focused on. For each, please, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10. How important that issue is for you to have them focus on? You say 10 if it's the most important issue. 5 is somewhere.
So how long will this take?
This survey takes about 10 minutes, ma'am.
That's a long time.
Okay. Would you like to continue?
Go ahead, sir.
All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And, the first one would be lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs. Would that be not all important? 10.
Yes,
okay. Improving K through 12 education?
10.
Reducing substance abuse in our communities?
10.
And making college more affordable?
10.
All right, thank you. Right, ma'am, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I think it's worse.
Worse, okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Worse.
Getting worse, okay. All right, ma'am, and which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two, okay. Opioids and fentanyl, cigarettes, marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs.
I think drugs is definitely an issue.
Which one? Would that be opioids and fentanyl?
Sir, I can't tell you what they be doing, but I do think the drugs is definitely an issue. Crack or also
okay,
pills on the street and,
Okay, so it'll be like heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, right?
I guess so.
What about marijuana and other cannabis products?
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely so.
All right, ma'am, I want to ask you your opinion, you know, about, you know, something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Would that be strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
So somewhat agree, you know.
Somewhat agree. All right, ma'am. And now I'd like to ask you, your rate or your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each one, please tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not all familiar with that product, okay? The first one will be oral nicotine pouches.
Not familiar.
Okay. E-cigarettes or vapes?
I haven't heard of it, but I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products.
Never heard of it.
Okay. All right, ma'am. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. About 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death. According to accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year, that's about 1 in 5 deaths, okay? And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, would you say that you, is the primary reason for these changes are more education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restriction and bans, cost of smoking has gone up, or introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes into the market?
What was the question?
After hearing, I read the statement. After hearing that, would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Is it more education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans?
Need more education.
More education, okay. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one you agree with more, okay? Statement A says, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing, or able to quit entirely. And statement B says, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last, few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. Which one do you agree with more, A or B?
A.
Would that be strongly A or just somewhat A?
Strongly, federal government should do something.
Okay. All right, ma'am, thank you. Okay, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes, in your opinion?
I don't know much about vaping, but I think they both are bad.
Much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, or much less harmful?
I would say, you saying vaping, definitely smoking is harmful.
Vaping, yes.
Vaping?
I know that those live.
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, no, I don't know, but I'm going to say somewhat harmful.
Somewhat more harmful or less harmful?
Somewhat more harmful.
Okay, somewhat more harmful. Okay. All right, ma'am, I'm going to read you two to use some statements people have made about smoking and, the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate on each on a scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you not agree at all with that statement. But you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer. But nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. Well, you know, smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is, you know, addictive. They represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. Would you say do not agree with that, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Do not agree with that.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10 of agreeness?
I give it a 1. Just do not agree.
A 1. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The other one says many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not the wealthy white neighborhoods. So nobody's paying attention. But we can't just pretend this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. Would you say do not agree with that, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
What number would you give that? A 10. Okay.
Okay.
And the last one said the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a, you know, dire need for FDA to increase awareness and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the, you know, the difference between life and death. Do not agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay, what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and we almost finished with this survey. Okay, I'm only gonna only a couple more minutes and we should be done. I really thank you for your time, okay? Okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds, okay? It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to a less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Would you say strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or
strongly agree, sir, a number 10.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, a smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
Sir, I don't smoke or chew.
So no, right? Okay, what about heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Pipe?
No.
Cigarettes?
No, sir.
And e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Okay.
All right, ma'am.
The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What was the last year of schooling that you completed, ma'am?
What?
The last year of schooling that you completed. I got from first grade to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate like a bachelor's or postgraduate like master's,
college,
MBA.
College, associate of degree.
Okay, associate degree. Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Married. Okay, and do you have any children 18 years or, you know, of age or younger living in the house?
No, I don't.
Okay, and which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I don't know. I'm paying my bills. I'm good.
I have upper middle class, working class, and low income.
Middle class, I assume, yeah.
Middle class, okay. All right, ma'am, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Oh, my gosh. How many more questions should I ask?
We're almost at the end, ma'am. This is like, I think it's like two or three more questions, and we should be done.
Okay. Okay.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I think urban.
Urban? Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes.
No, I don't. I do not.
Okay. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Something else. Okay. All right, ma'am, and in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Oh, my God. I think you're going to know. I voted for Joe Biden. I'm going to continue.
Joe Biden. Okay. And if the 2024 election for president were held today, the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
No, I would not vote for Donald Trump. That's all I could tell you.
Okay, but what about Joe Biden?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, mm-hmm. You have a great evening. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.